Kara b'sefer. Somebody was learning from a sefer. The Rashi says, "Kol asvarim shlem asurim kemegila." All the svarim they had down was like our sefer Torah, like the megila. It was like rolled up. So you were reading a sefer chumash. Alvis kupa. You were standing on a porch, like. But it's gargle as sefer miyodei. And one side of the sefer fell out of your hand. Was the gargle rolled out of your hand? Is alacha goyla yetzla? You're allowed to roll it back to you. It's Rashi. You're holding one of them. You hold one side you're holding, and the other side fell down. Is goyla yetzla? Parakbas of the Ervin Mukim Law be a school for kamlis. Talking about this porch or this about this like platform you're standing on, it's only a kamlis. They're going gavoya gimel, yutvachim high, gimel tvachim high, ruach vadalin. Rishosiravim are in front of it. Rishosiravim in front of it. So here there's only shal and isur of the rabbonins. The enough for kulam yodi, even if the whole sefer fell from a kamlis into rishosiravim or mahadale, and you would pick it up now, rishosiravim liyaskufa lavchi yudachat tikkur. There's no yisderaisa here. Because the kamlis is no issim of the raisa. Hilka hashtad the roshi yechub yodei. Now the case is you're holding one side of the sefer you have in your hand, and the other side rolled down to Rosh Hashanah. So we'll mat you to roll it back up to your hand. V'yenkan akira filu mishum shuvas namel agosu. Since you're holding one side, and it didn't land anywhere, it just like fell down, so you're allowed to roll it up to you. Ho yekor b'reish hagag, let's say no, you're reading the sefer on top of your roof, which is the Rosh Hashanah. When his gargle are safe in the yodai, and the safer now fell down in front, which is the Rosh Hashanah, it depends. Actually, Gilu Yutvachim, if it didn't get to the Av Rosh Hashanah, it didn't come within Yutvachim of Rosh Hashanah, then Gurla Yetzla, then Shita just rolled the safer back to you. Mishigil Yutvachim, once the bottom of the safer reached within Yutvachim of the Rosh Hashanah, so it's considered the bottom of the safer is in Rosh Hashanah. And you're on top now in Rosh Hashanah. So here we have to make various. Because if the whole safe would fall down to Rosh Hashanah, and then you go and pick it up to you, it would be Chayim Midiraisa. So here we said, Alokhar is, Hoyv Chayal Aksav, you have to like turn the safe around, make the words facing toward the wall of Kavod HaSefer, and leave it there on Shabbat. You're not allowed to pick the safe back up to you. That's the Alokhar. Zdrashi, Hoyv Kareb Bereish Agag, Shu Rosh Hashanah. You're reading this Chumash, the Sefer, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, on top. But it's gargle sefer miyodei b'reish yechub biyodei. One half, one side you have in your hand, and the other side rolled down. It's actually gear reish ataftin liyuda ataftin shu av reish asarabin. If it didn't even reach the avri, the ear of the asarabin yet, gur lo yetzloi. You have a right to fold it up and bring it back to you. The gear liyud, but if it reached the bottom to yud, is also a gur loi. Then you're not allowed to be gur loi to you. The gozer rabona bona med exerim shum shvus. Heche di ogdi biyodei, in a case where you're still holding on to it, Otto, a case, Exeron, Hecha the Norfolk Miyodin, maybe you'll fall out of your hand, Kuloi. The Leilai said, Yikha Chuyubi the Raisa. Because if the whole Sefer falls to Rosh Hashanah, and then you go and pick it up and bring it back into the house, that will be an issue of the Raisa. So in such a case, where the Sefer reached the Avir, the Abonim made Exeron. Now the Kasher is, Verbinabom, the Kasher on this Exeron, Amai Haif Chalaksav, why do we say you're not allowed to pick up the Sefer, you have to leave it there? Just turn around, the Ksav should be not Mimokim Bezoyim, it should be facing the wall. Holenach, there's no Hanach here. You have the Sefer on top, like a Megillah, and it rolled down, it's not Munach anywhere, it's hanging in the air. So it's hanging in the air, Pshutish should about to bring it up to you. If even if it reached the bottom of it, reached within 5 Tzvachim of the ground. So good, it's hanging in the air of Rosh Hashanah, but it's not munach there, it's not resting on anything. So it doesn't pass any gzeiros. Only an akira can be if it's resting on something. The Yama Rava, the terrace of there is the kaisel meshupa. We're talking about where it landed on the kaisel. It's the wall, it's slanty. So when the sefer, the Megillah rolled down, it's munach on the kaisel. So you see a sefer lying on a slanty kaisel, it's called a munach there. So if it reached Yutvachim of the ground, the synod munach, so we don't let you bring it up. So you see something resting on a slanty wall, it's considered munach. So that's the terrace we also saw. This water that's running down the slanty wall is considered like it's munach on the wall, and therefore when you take it out of the wall, it's called Yemei Nakira. So the Gemara, what's the sushta for the Gemara? Hey, Mediyama Rava the Sefer. When do we say when something is slanty, it's considered like a smunach there? Go the Sefer, a Sefer gets stuck there. A Sefer stays there. The Yava the Nayach, it stays there, it's munach there, rest there. Of a Mayim, running water down the wall. Niyavid the Nayach, does the running water stay still there? What do I care from the coast of Meshupa? The warning, the water is steady running down. There's no Makam Hanukkah there. So Vaitis Rikshre, even though the water is running down the slanty wall, what do we say? before, when you take it out of this wall and take it outside, Yechayiv, you didn't make an Akira. An Akira has to be a Mokum where it's Munach someplace. Here it wasn't Munach. Eloah Marova could go and check Kolat Meyaga Beguma. But Torma Nukei, not that the water was running, but that the water was in the Guma, the water was in a hole there, was in like a Guma. Yet that's Pash, but the Gemara says, Pshita, you have water in a hole, and you take a cup of water out of there and take it to Rosh Hashanah, Mavad Yechayim. Mal detainment, no. Mayim agabi mayim lav hanochom. Water on top of other water is not called munach. But the Metzias, water is always turning around. You have a big puddle of water. And the water can be also turning around. Maybe the top water is not called like munach. It's called water is moving water and water. Kamashmullah, no. That's called munach. The yaz the rova, the time the yama rova. Mayim agabi mayim hanochosim. When you pour water into other water, it's all considered munach there. And if you take out some water now, it's called, you make an akira. Water on water is called anocha. Mashenkin ego zagabi mayim. Let's say you have a nut floating on top of a puddle of water. Lav hainu anachosa. And now on Shabbos, you can go and pick up that nut and carry it outside, you'll be potter. Because it's not called munach. A nut floating on top of water is not called resting, it's called moving around. So it's not called nakira to be chayim. No boy in rubber clad rubber shall like this. Ego is the kli. You have a knot inside a kli. The kli tzafagadi mayim. And the kli is floating on top of the water. Now, this is Rishis Rabin. And you come now and pick up the knot. What's the locha? My. Bosser, ego's linda. We go, bosser, the knot. For her knife. The knot is resting. Because the knot is inside the kli. The kli is standing still. So the knot inside the kli is called a mokka munach yechayim. A duma bust the kli as in, no, don't go bust the knot, go bust the kli. The kli is floating on top of water. When something is floating on top of the water, it's not called munach there. Volaynach, denied, it's moving around. So the mar teiku, and the klami, that type of rub has a shayla. The rub is mistupik, if the knot that's floating, if the knot floating on top of the water is potter, it's not called munach. So the knot in the kli, and the kli is floating, you look at the kli, you look at the knot. It's like a blind by a topic. So Tay speaks out, he makes us all like this. Tay says, again. Very rough again. Ego's the kli. You have a knot in the kli. For kli tzafagabi mayim, and the kli is floating on top of the water. Is both the egos azlinim. The question is, when you take the nut out of the kli, so, and you walk with it now, baladamas to shusarabin, is it called an akira from a mokum? You walk baladamas, then you put down the kibichayiv enough. Is both the egos azlinim, behind naich, the nut is resting inside the kli. So when you pick up the nut now, it's called, you made an akira. I don't know about the kli has been. Now you go after the kli, behind the naich, and the kli is not resting, deny it. Because the kli itself is floating on top of the water. So I'll be more by a take. As we spoke out yesterday, the shalom is how it was in the Mishkan, how exactly left something in its place to rest. There had to be a derech to leave it there to rest there. The question is this called a derech to let something rest in a kli, that the kli is floating on the water? Is this a derech or not? Right. Shemen shetaf agabi yayin. Let's say you have oil floating on top of wine. If you have a vat full of wine, and on top of that you have some shemen. So now you take out the shemen, let's say it's in Rishus HaYochid, you ache of the shemen, and you walk outside to Rishus HaRabin. The question is the shemen now that's floating on top of wine, is that called the shemen is a mokum munach, that by picking it up you make it an akira? Or else no, shemen is floating on top of wine, it's considered wine is one thing. Now on top of the wine you have some oil. Now if oil is floating on top of yayin, it's not called a mokum munach, it's not resting, it's floating around. So when you pick it up, it's not called your akirit from a mokum that was munach. The question is, oil on top of yayin is it called like one thing? Like we have before, water on top of water is considered one body. So when you pick it up, the whole thing is munach. Or else, no, shemen is called one body, and yayin is another body. So the shemen on top of yayin is not munach. So the Moritz of Machloikas of Yechon and Benur of Rabbon. The Tanan is Alochem. Shemen shatav agabi yayin. We have oil that's floating on top of yayin. The Nogat's full yayin b'shemen. A full yayin is someone that's tummy, and he went to the mikvah, and he's still tummy until Harish Shemesh, still at night time. This Alochem, when he touches Truma, he makes the Truma puzzle.
That means what he touches in itself is purple, but it can't be mepam or another thing. Lafuke, if it be a rishon or a sheni, when they touch something, the sheni makes a shlishi. A purple is the pshat, just in itself is mekabel tumah, but it can't be mepam or something else. So here the tful yoim touched the top shemen, and it did not touch the yayin. So the question is the shemen and yayin considered like one body? That when the tful yoim touched the shemen, it is different with mepam of the yayin also, or do we consider them like two different bodies? So the tful yoim touched the shemen is tamei. The yayin is tor though. So it's a machlekes. Tful yoim is shemen. Loi pasul el shemen bovad. Let's start the Tanakama. Only the shemen is total. You see, it's considered like two different bodies. And the shemen is by itself, that's posel, and not the yayin. We have Yechon and the Nuri Yayna, Shneya Mechuborim Zelazir. No, it's considered like one body. So in shemen, on top of the yayin, it's considered like one body. So the tful yayin touched the shemen, automatically the yayin also becomes something. So according to Rabbi Yechon and the Nuri, that's considered like one body. That's the story we have before. Water, agave, water is considered one body, and it's called munach. So when you take the tap water out, your chayin is called the menakira from its mukha munach. According to the Yechon of Nuri also, shemen is fitted one body with the wine, so when you pick up the shemen, you're like made an akira from a smoke and munach. According to Tanakama, that shemen is one body and yain is another body, so the shemen on top that's floating around the water, around the yain, is not called munach. It's called like the eggs before, the nut floating on top of the water, that the nut is not munach. Here also, the shemen is not munach, therefore you'll be potter. So it's totally in this machlokes. Rashi machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rabbanon is not shemen shel truma shesafa gabi yain shel truma tful yain is alocha poisel es truma min haTorah. When he touches truma, he passes the truma midiraita. The Yevamos Perek Oral loy tosa l'shemen bavad. The Tanakhama says only the shemen that he actually touched is mekabel truma. Lefi she'ein a chibur zelazir. It's not considered one body. It's not a chibur. The shemen tosalu. The shemen is posel, but it's not metame to metame something else. Hukach le posel le liyain. It's not metame the yain. Olinian Shabbos the same alokanami. Have a kedover achar. It's like fitted like two different bodies. Hatzaf al hamayim. Hey, the shemen now is floating on top of the water, on top of the yain. The lav haynu anachosa. If shemen is considered a special body by itself, so the mokum munach of shemen is not considered on top of yain. Therefore, if you pick it up on Shabbos, it's not called an akira. You'd be potter, even though you walk outside with Abu Shisarabim and put it down, but you didn't make an akira to mechayev yourself. Omer Rav Avin, Omer Rav Yiloi, Omer Rav Yechnin. For your toyin oichlin or mashkin, you happen to have oichlin, food or mashkin on top of you. Shrash your toyin oichlin or mashkin means mashmash loitonu lekach. You did not pick it up in your house. I'm not to walk outside with it. Elo ha yotoyin rishut sayochid. You wanted to carry a sack of apples from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house, which is mutter. So you picked up the sack of apples, put it on your back, you didn't do any yisra yet, and you started to walk the other side of the house. Yeah. You started to walk, nimlach, now you changed your mind, v'yotza, you walked outside to Rishut HaRabin, v'nichnas kol yom kuloi. You come back in, you go back out, you come back in, is the halachas of Gemara, v'nichnas v'yotza kol yom kuloi, is ain't a chayiv. You're not chayiv, because you never made the akira almanach to walk outside with it. When you first pick up the sack of apples, you put it on your back almanach to walk in the house, which is not called an akira in the house, you're allowed to walk. Now while it's on you, you decide to walk outside. So you never made an akira from Rishut HaYochid. So you walk outside, walk inside, outside, inside. You're not chayiv midiraisa. Ein chayiv ad sheyamid. Until you have to stand still. If you stand still, that's called hanachas gufo yitkanachas chayfiz bami. When you're standing still, now since your body is on the ground, it's considered like the sack of apples also munach on the ground. And now when you walk out with das, when you pick yourself up to walk outside with das, to go outside, that's called an akira, and then you'll be chayiv if you put it outside Rishut HaRabin. Rashi ein chayiv ad sheyamid. V'yachakach yakar atzma. After you rest, you stand still, then you start to move. Lord say, I'm not to walk outside. The amidas gufoy, the fact your goof stood still, v'adai kamidas chayfetz dom. It's considered as if the chayfetz also rested. Hilkach, ki omad, now when you start to move, v'okar almanas lord say, and you have das now to walk outside with it, is mechayiv. This is called a good akira to mechayiv yourself. Avo b'lo yamid, but without standing still, lech akira, there's no akira. Elo akira rishreina. only the first time you put the sack of apples on your back. The Hilo Hoysa Amanas Lotis. Then you didn't put it Amanas to walk outside. You put that Amanas to walk from one corner to the other corner. And that's Mutter. I, what's the difference? What's your Kavona was? Rashi was warning him, it's serious you made like you, though. What do I care when you picked up the sack of apples? You have that to put on your back only to walk back and forth in your room. Or else if you have that to walk outside, might not give me. But in both cases, the Messiah should pick it up and walk outside. So it's Rashi, Ba'atura, Le'ichaiva, Le'melechas, Ma'shevis. By Shabbos, the Lamatech Melechas have to be a chosh of a Melecha. That means you have to have Ma'shevah, you have to know you're doing the Melecha. The Garina Minishkan, She'yifkaze Lassas HaMelecha. You have to know exactly, Kavona, what Melecha you're doing. When they did the Mishkan, I saw, they knew they had das now to pick up this chesed to bring it to the Mishkan. They had das to pick it up, Amanas Lotzei. Or any Melecha they did, they had Kavona. Avol lo yoda shu Shabbos. I where's the case of the shogeg? Just you forgot today was Shabbos. Or if you saw the shemlocha zumuteres. The other case of shogeg, even though you know today is Shabbos, but you think this is not one of the lametes melochas. That's called the shogeg. So you know exactly what you're doing. Just you don't think this is awesome. Now shaken here, when you first picked up this stack of apples, since then your das was just to walk back and forth in your house. Now walking back and forth in your house is not called the melocha. So when you made this akira, you had no das to make an akira of a melacha. So later, when you changed your mind and walked outside, it's not considered you did an akira of a melacha. That's why you taught it.
Where did you stand? Where did you need to...
In the house. Before you walked outside, you stood in your house. So standing still in your house, blind as if the chayit is munach on the ground. Now, when you start to walk, I'm not to walk outside, you're walking is like you're making a new akira. That's called akira, and that's why you chayit. Omer Abaye, Zot Abaye, what's called an Amida? What's called you standing still? Ushomad Lofush. You have to stand still to rest. Well, since there are two types of standing still. Or the Drashi, Ushomad Lofush, Lonuach, to rest. Tahi, Heve Amida, that's called an Amira. Melav Yakira, the Basra of Yakira. When you start to walk a second time, that's called the main Akira. Avaloymed Lakate, let's say you stop just to put the sack better on your back, like it was falling off you. So you stop for a second just to put it back better on you. The stocking must start to the stocking, the weight, our face on your back, lava media, that's not called an amida. Because that's the derech, the way people walk. People walk and they have to fix themselves. They stop for a second to fix themselves, that's not called an amida. Amida means you have to stop for rest. For rest. So the Mimai, what's the raya? Midiyama ma, we learned before, Teich Dal Damas. If somebody walks Dal Damas to Shus Rabin, it means you pick up the chayfet in the Shus Rabin, and you walk down Amit, then you put it down, you chai midiraisa. That's the melacha of Havorah Dal Amit Rishus Rabbit. Now, what's going to be? Toich Dal Amit, the middle of Dal Amit, Omad Lofus. You stop to rest. Potter. Even though then, you know, if you walk 2 Amit, you stop to rest, then you walk another 2 Amit, you put the midiraisa. Why? Because you did not make an Akira and walk Dal Amit. Since you rested in between, you mavati your first Akira. Now when you start moving, you make a second Akira, but each one was only 2 Amos you put it. Ma'ashenke lekate, what do you say in between you walking the Dal Amos? You stop just to fix the masa on your back, then it's chayiv. So you see, if you stop just to fix the masa, that's considered a derech of walking. It's not considered an amida to break the first Akira. So it's considered one straight tabor of Dal Amos, therefore you chayiv. Now, chutzla Dal Amos, after we walk Dal Amos, Omad Lofush, if he stopped there to rest, is chayim. Because that's called, you made an avor already, Dal Damas, you walked Dal Damas, and now you stop to rest, you chayim. That's called Hanocha. Lekate, let's say if you walked Dal Damas, you stop, but only to fix the pack on your back, is like the potter. Why? Because you didn't make Hanocha yet. So it means your potter calls him on, you don't make Hanocha. It could be you walk right there into Rishus Yach and put it down there. If you never made Hanocha in Rishus Rabin, you'd be potter. So Gemara Maikam Ashman, what's the Chiddush? Shlohoi Sa'akiro Mishor Rishon Lakach. And what's the Bechal the Chiddush of the first Gemara of Omer Abeloi Omer Abi Yechanin? That while you're trying Eichon Omashkin, in the case where you have, you picked up the sack of apples, Almanach to walk back and forth in your house like your potter. What's the Chiddush? Shlohoi Sa'akiro Mishor Rishon Lakach. That when you first picked up the sack of apples, you did not have das to walk outside with it, but at that time you thought you're only going to walk back and forth in your house. So the Gemara, Amr Rav Yechanan Chodesh Zimner, they said this Chiddush already once. The Yom Rav Saf, Amr Rav Ami, Amr Rav Yechanan. Ha-ma-vir chpeitzu mizoblus izobius. That's the case. Somebody's carrying a book in his house, and he's carrying it, or a chair is carrying, from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house. That's muta gomer. So you picked it up in your house. I'm not to walk from one corner to the other corner. It's muta. Now the nimlach, now while you walk and you change your mind. Nimlach aleim b'yitziyon, now you walk outside and put a b'shus around him, is halacha potter. So the fetter is halacha potter. Why? So hoi sa'akiri mishor v'shon lakach. Because beginning, when you picked up this chair, you did not have lechus machshavis. You did not have a machshava then to pick it up. I'm not to walk outside to make an akira. You had machshava just to walk back and forth in your house. That's not called an akira at all. That's mutter. So you see, since you didn't have machshava at the beginning, it's mutter. So what have you have to say it two times for? Since my posh, I'm a roi ninu. If two I'm a roi in saying over the shame of Yechidim. Ma ro ma lo of a high lishna. One Amar said he heard from Yechidim this way. Or ma ro ma lo of a high lishna. One said heard from Yechidim this loshin. Benachran of Yechidim said it once. So the two Amaroyim said it over two different ways. So that's not the same exact same Chiddush. That the only Chayiv, you have to make the Akirim, you have to pick up the Chayiv with Das, Almanaz, to take it outside. But if you pick it up to do a Dabar Hefter with it, then later while you're walking you change your mind, you put it. By the Tana Rabbonin, HaMoitzei MeChanus. Chanus is a store, that's the Rishus HaYochid. You picked up some food, you picked up a loaf of bread in the store on Shabbos, LaPaltiya. You walk outside the palti, that's Rishus Rabin, that's a makom where a lot of people are there. There is Satya. But you walk through, Satya means like the platforms in front of the store, which is a Carmelist. There's a bakery shop, and in front of the bakery shop was like platforms, which have been Carmelist, and in front of that is Rishus Rabin. So the kids say, you made an akir in Rishus HaYochid, you went through the Carmelist and put it down Rishus Rabin. Are you chayiv or not? That's the Shaila. So Rashi, Chanus is Rishus HaYochid. Paltiyo Rechobov Rishus Rabin. That's a wide place, which is Rishus Rabin. Derech Safi, Mokim Istabois, platforms, Sheyeshkin Feichin, that's where the business people used to sit. The Shem Karmelis, Aleh. It has a Shem Karmelis to it. The Lavli Luchulu Rishus Rabin. Even though it has no Mechit, it's a wide place, but it's not a Mokim for people to walk. You don't walk on top of platforms. Therefore, it's Sigur Karmelis. So that's the Gemara Shal, La Yechayivana. Kusus Lalecha, Vadi Yuachayiv. Since you made the akir Rishus HaYochid, and you walked outside and put it down Rishus HaRabim, that's called you made Hoytzur. What's the most with the Mashal of this? So the Gemara is Chayiv. The Tanakhama says you Chayiv, that's good. Trashi Chayiv. Hoyov Loyom of the since you did not stand still in the Karmelis, Loch was to rest. Is then Kan Anoch, Elo Apatia. You have no Anocher in the Karmelis, you only have Anoch in Rishus HaRabim, so Chit, you Chayiv. You carried from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim, you Chayiv. But Benazai says the Chiddush no poite. Benazai holds your poite. So tomorrow, this thing of Benazai, you understand Benazai good, Kisavra, Nusvaram, Mahala, Koinadami, Kanaya Svara. He holds, when you're walking, it's considered like you're aimed, like you're standing still. So Mela, since you walk through Carmelis, it's as if you stopped and rested in the Carmelis, and then you picked yourself up again and went from a Carmelis to Rishus HaRabim. So you're poite. You only chayiv midiraisi be carried direct from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim. So when you walk through a Kamalis, but now the story is Mahalach walking at din as if you're Eibit. That's another tremendous Kiddush. So Tzayis brings down that Yishalmi Yestakash, according to Benazai, Yishalmi Porach, Al Baitet the Benazai, and Odin is Chayiv, Al Daladamas, Bishus Rabin. How could you ever be Chayiv for walking Daladamas, Bishus Rabin? Liyelam, the Yasa Kimishuncha, Al Kolam of the Yama. According to Benazai, whenever you're walking, it's always considered like you made Anokha. You stop. So every time you take one step, is if you stop and you pick yourself up, you made a new Akira, a new Anachah, a new Akira, a new Anachah. You never have a case of walking by Ramas, which is a rabbin, according to Benazai Svara. Let's check the Yishalmi. If there is the one say one tenth, you say you jumped at Dal Ramas, which is a rabbin. That's the okay, so according to Benazai Chayyim. They say, now, Mustafa like that. So the Maskona place says is, the Avad at Allah from Moshe Mishinai. There's Allah that if you walk Dal Ramas, which is a rabbin, even Benazai is Moidah Yechayyim. The Torah is Mechayyim for that. Because Benazai's Chiddush is, when you walk through a Carmelis, you automatically potter. Because when you're walking through a Carmelis, when you went from a Shus HaYochid into the Carmelis, as if you stopped there, you potter, then you picked it up and walk outside, you potter, that's Benazai's work. So it sounds like Gemara says we understand that. This time of Benazai, Ksava Malachayim Adami. Ela Rabbona Fred Gemara, that's by Yechayiv, Nehina Midi Ksava Malachayim Adami, like we hold. That Avada walking is not considered like you're standing, it's considered like you're walking. Or Rabbi Gemara, Hechi Ashkechano, Kai Davna. How do we find such a case? Bechayiv. But where's the right of her is Bechayiv you when you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim through a Karmelis? Maybe the Torah Tzor is only when you carry it directly from your house into the Rishus Rabbim. But when you go through a Kamlus, make it taste the Torah Mechayev you. That's the Gemara Kasha. The Drash Heki Yashukhan Kai Gavna, the Misafka, the Mifsakor Rishusa, that is a Hasak of Rishus, Achriti in between, Mechayev, and still the Torah Mechayev you. Dilmo, Lechayev Rachmona, Lebemoitzim Rishus Yachu, Rishus Rabbim Edyo. Maybe the only Yisrael Tzor, like in the Mishkan, Moshe told Yidin, don't take the matanis out of your house to my machna. That was direct from Rishus Yechot to Rishus Rabin. That's the Yisr. But when you walk through a Hatsaki Rishus in between, maybe a potter. Fred Murray, how did Rabbanu know Yechai? This will be good, like we said the first year, I'll tell you the thing. The Malacha Saitzor is a Malacha Geruah. Like it's a Shmachra Malacha. Because you're not really doing anything to the Chafetz. Like you might not mean if you walk back and forth in your house, or you pick up the Chafetz and walk outside. So since it's a Malacha Geruah, you can only be Chayim for the exact case it was in the Mishkan. That's the Gemara Kasha. Maybe the Mishkan you only Chayim when you carry it directly from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Rabin. But when you pass through a Karmelis in between, maybe you put it. So again, come out to every house we have like that. You have your house in Rishus HaYochid, you walk outside in front of your lawn, which is a Karmelis, and then you walk outside to the street with the Rishus Rabin. So that's the Gemara. How do we know you Chayim? Maybe in such a case you put it. Om Rabbi Yechanon, I bring you Raya.